Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, everyone? Halo TV Talk. That's right. It's Bo here with a little mini. Okay, that last episode. So I'm a little later getting this out than I would have liked. So that's the last episode of the season. It wasn't originally intended to be. This was supposed to have 10 episodes in this season, but that is no longer the case. So this was the season finale. I was kind of confused watching it because I was like, this feels a lot like a finale. And yet I'm pretty sure they're supposed to have at least one more episode. And that's not the case. So that was it. That's it. So full Halo TV talk coming soon from me and Belle. I'll just give this as kind of, you know, my mini quick review thoughts on this particular episode. It was action packed. That was cool. I got to see the Spartans in action. Always great. Got to see, you know, some Spartans versus Covenant on a on a map that felt very reminiscent of some of the PvP maps from the games. So that was also, you know, that was cool. It was fun. Choices were made. You know, choices were made. That's really kind of the sense of this series and this season one as a whole. There were a lot of different story choices that were made with the characters. There were a lot of decisions made in how the characters would be portrayed. There are some extreme wins and some extreme missteps, in my opinion. And we'll go further into that with Belle. But for Chief to finally feel like Chief at the very tail end after he dies, and it's, I guess, Cortana driving him? I was a little confused by that. I wasn't really sure what we're supposed to gather. But like when he just kind of quietly stares and kind of communicates non-verbally whilst wearing the mask, I was like, that feels way more like Master Chief. That seems way more like John, and not necessarily what we've gotten. Now, I have no problem with what we've gotten, except for the fact, as I've mentioned on several occasions, I think it's unfortunate that they kept him out of the suit. I think that was the wrong way to go. I know I'm not alone in that, and I know that there's been a lot of thoughts on that. We're getting a season two for this series, and I am very hopeful that the feedback from season one is being received and a lot of course corrections can be made for season two, because this series has a lot of good going for it. I think the Halsey, Keys, John, Cortana, those dynamics are really well done. I think the actress playing Halsey is fantastic. I mean, I have made it no secret that she is by far my favorite character. And so I think we just kind of need to see. What they do. I'm willing to give it another chance, so to speak. Give it a little bit more time. See where they take things. See where they can course correct. You know, because of the way everything was structured, that whole side quest with the kid and the gateway and the pirate really didn't go anywhere. That was, again, choices were made. Don't know why the choices were made, but it seems as though they started doing something and then they decided to change course midway through, almost as if they were anticipating that this is not going to be received well in certain areas. I don't know. But regardless, I think that there's a lot of good to be had here. I love actually the Spartan team. Like, I love the, I forget what they're called, but John's, his little Spartan squad. I never liked them in the games. When they showed up in, I want to say Halo 4, could be Halo 5, as kind of like, you know, John spending time with his old buddies because he lost Cortana. And you know, this is the old Spartan crew back together. I was never a big fan of that in the games. It felt forced. It felt like, who are these people? We don't really know them. Yes, I get that if you've read X, Y, and Z books, then you might be aware of them. But if you just play the games, which at the time was predominantly how I was interacting with the lore, then, you know, I was like, well, I don't know these people. I don't care about these people. But I think that this series actually did a really good job of connecting us with John's little family, you know, his kind of his squad, his unit, and kind of establishing a little bit more of the family dynamics. Now, that hasn't been the case with all four yet, but, you know, I don't know. I'm surprised at how open I am to getting more of kind of the Spartan interpersonal dynamics at play. I think that'll be great. I would love, by the way, in season two, for us to get some more Spartans. George from the Reach game, I think, would be really, really great. He was One of my favorite characters from that game. So it'd be awesome to have him come in. Think of pulling Nathan Fillion as an ODST. I think that'd be great. He could still pull that off, right? Has anybody seen Nathan Fillion? Is he still alive? I think he's still alive. I don't know. He was doing like a, what was it, a house? Not a house. A thing. Bones. No. He had a show. It was like a medical or a detective show. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, he was an ODST that, if I'm remembering correctly, became a Spartan. I think it'd be fun to bring him in as an ODST. That would be a good move for season two. I think they should do that. Oh, man, love this episode with the Halsey clone. Like, as soon as, like, she was running out in the woods, I was like, there's no way that's her. I was like, that is absolutely a Flash clone. We would never actually see Halsey that vulnerable. Now, when Brianna, when Brianna of Tarth was, like, coming after and everything, I immediately was like, okay, this is where Halsey gets the idea for armor lock. You know, like this is like, for a minute there, I actually thought she might say, like, armor lock activated, and then Brianna was going to, like, boom, hit the ground with, like, the fist punching the ground and get locked in or something like that. That would have been awesome. That didn't happen. It's totally fine. But when she was out in the woods, I was like, that's not her. That is absolutely not her. That's a decoy. Man, you hate to be the clone, because you got to know as soon as you're, like, flying out into space like that, you're like, oh, shoot, I'm not the prime one. I'm the, I'm the sparrow in the cage, or whatever the right phraseology is here. But regardless, yes, I love that she got away. Once again, willing to literally sacrifice herself to gain what she is after, and yet doing so in a selfless way. She will create another version of herself to sacrifice to get to where she wants, as opposed to actually sacrifice herself. And the interaction between the clone and Keys, and then when she's like, that's not my mom. I mean, like, oh, that was so good. See, this is what I'm saying. I feel very conflicted about this series because there is so much they're getting right with the Halsey and the Keys aspect of things. And, like, they're playing around with those characters in ways we really haven't gotten a chance to see. And it works, in my opinion, so extremely well. But, man, they are dropping the ball with some of the way they've handled John. And that is really frustrating. And that is because he's the Master Chief. Like, they should have had him be the silent type in the armor and allowed for the characters around him to, like, really shine. You think about The Dark Knight. Dark Knight, best Batman movie, right? In that movie, it's an ensemble cast. All of the other characters shine so much on par with your title character, if not even more so in, like, for example, in Jim Gordon's case. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of ways in which you can set up a series like this with a kind of, you know, silent or more kind of stoic primary character and really highlight these other relationships, which are fantastic and well acted, and do so in a way that's entertaining without having to kind of, you know, I don't know, just declaw, not declaw, de-armor. He put on the helmet, but he died. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Y'all, we'll see what they do. Season two is on the way. That's going to happen. And I am here for it. I'm all about giving them another chance. Hey, did you like these minis for Halo? Would you like them to continue? Is this something that you would like to see for other shows? For example, Obi-Wan. That might be a thing. I'm thinking that these will probably happen in a lot more kind of quick repetition as soon as the episode drops, just to make it more readily available. Hope you've enjoyed these. Like I said, Belle and I are sure to do a full kind of season in review with spoilers and all that kind of good stuff. So look for that from us here in the near future. But until next time, I'll be back in a flash.